1410 WIBA and Ask the Experts in Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com, all one word, brucecompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Best thing to do, stop on and say hello. They'd love to see you right at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And joining us in studio this morning is the one and only Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Lisa, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well.
Jimmy saw his shadow last week.
That's what I hear.
Which is, I think, not a bad thing, because if you think about it, six more weeks of winter is the middle of March.
That does make sense.
And honestly, if winter was over by March 15th, I'd be like overjoyed.
Yes.
That's groundhog predictions might be more valuable in states where spring generally comes earlier than it does here in Wisconsin.
I like how you put that in perspective, Lisa.
I know.
That's really...
We get all upset. Jimmy, doesn't matter if Jimmy sees a shadow or not.
That is what I said last week, and nobody, nothing from the,
I'm sorry.
From the two people in the studio.
You just got to say it with conviction.
Yes.
Must be it. Must be it.
Yes. Autumn, you were right then, and you're right now.
There you go, Autumn. Yay.
Thanks.
You've been dog sitting recently. Are you more of a? You have cats, right? You guys don't have your own cat.
My son has a dog.
Are you more of a cat or a dog person?
I think I'm equal.
Okay.
My house is small.
Do you garden for cats? Like in the house, do you have like
no? My cat would eat the things. So
well, that's,
I don't
yeah,
garden.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you don't have like a cat garden.
I do not have a cat garden.
Oh, Lisa, we got to go now.
Oh, good grief.
Before we get to thing, one more wildlife related question: are there plants that woodchucks despise?
You know, I don't know,
because that would be.
I know they can be quite devastating a garden.
Oh yeah,
our green goods buyer, Gail, she buys the bird seed and all the bird, and tools and all that stuff. She despises woodchucks.
Anyone that's ever had an encounter with them, aside from seeing them in pictures or at an event.
I think they're kind of cute, but I've never had one devastate a yard of mine. So
deliver one to you if you'd like it. Phone lines are open this morning. If you've got a question for Lisa, we'd love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Got a lot of great stuff to talk about this week with Lisa. And of course, we'd love to have your call. Again, the phone number is 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Speaking of the weather and the forecast, meteorologists are saying decent.
It's
good
weather.
Be milder
week. Yeah. You know what? Great for pruning. Great pruning weather.
Yes, yes. Gonna get a light
coat. Clean up your hardwood trees. And
what's the guidance on pruning? Yeah, I know there's rules for like how far back you should, like how close to the branch and stuff like
that.
Well,
it's hard to explain over the radio, but you want to prune like just above a bud. Hmm. You would like that bud to be outward facing, because a lot of times the point of pruning is to sort of thin out a canopy a little bit, so you don't want, when you cut back, that next bud is going to go, and so you want it to go outward from the center of the tree, not back into the center of the tree, because then you're just clogging the tree up.
You're just
defeating the purpose. So.
Good observation, good idea there, too, and of course, we're just over a week away from Valentine's Day. We'll talk about some of the great stuff going on at the Bruce Company for that, but first, speaking of great things going on at the Bruce Company, we are just days away from hitting the road, aren't we, Lisa?
We are. The magical mystery tour, as I like to call it. We have a new... warehouse team. And so I was trying to say, it's like a military campaign. It's like two trucks and stuff has to be loaded. Right. So the Garden Expo starts on Friday at noon, which means we are going out to set up on Thursday. And so a lot of the stuff has not been stuff on the floor yet, or things that we have extra of, except for seeds.
Okay.
We take almost all of the seeds out to the expo with us, so they get loaded up Thursday morning.
Okay.
So if you're needing seeds this week and you're not going to the expo, then you'll want to get in by end of day Wednesday to pick them up, because after that they will be gone until Monday.
Going on tour.
They'll come back, but yeah. Going on tour.
Some of a lot of them will come back, but a lot of them will also be sold.
It's a very seed-focused weekend for us.
That's awesome. Let's talk about the Garden Expo, because you guys do have tickets available at the Bruce Company.
We do have advanced tickets available at the Bruce Company until through Thursday. Our booth is in the same place, just past the Welcome Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually, Reed and I are actually doing a talk on pollinators.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I worked on yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I did. You didn't have that. So far behind.
You didn't have ChatGPT write it for you, did you?
I don't even know what that
Open
is.
GPT?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you can have a robot write stuff for you.
I don't think I want a robot writing for me.
321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air this morning. And Cleo from Verona joins us. Cleo, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I have several amaryllis that have bloomed and are healthy looking, and I'd like to know what to do with them now. They have stems that are about 2 foot tall and healthy greens.
Okay, so what you want to do is, if you still have flowering stems there and they're done flowering, you want to cut those back to the base of the bulb. So those are the, you know, kind of roundish hollow ones. And then you should have some strappy leaves coming off on either side of those of however many flowering stems you ended up getting. It's usually two or three. But on younger, smaller bulbs, sometimes you'll just get one. And then you're going to want to keep them in a sunny location in your house. Water them regularly as the top of the soil dries out. They don't like to be wet. And I would say that around the 1st of March, you could start doing fertilizing if you're a fertilizing person. Put them outside once the weather gets nice in a morning sun location, and then check back with us at the end of August, and we will talk about what your next step is. Basically, you have to set up a dormancy, and then you'll get them to flower again. They're pretty reliable.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cleo, great question this morning, and such beautiful plants.
They really are. They look so exotic.
They do.
They're really striking. So yeah, they're fun. And I have friends, one friend in particular, she has some bulbs that she's had for years.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, very, very nice.
She used to give me the little offshoots, and I would take them to Florida and go to my mom, and my mom would plant them in the garden.
Oh, that is very good. And speaking of bulbs, real quick, I know we talked seeds earlier. Do we got bulbs?
Some bulbs came in, but they're earmarked for the show.
Okay.
So those will be available in the store, what's left after the Garden Expo. And then Lori usually gets a second shipment in right around the end of February, early March, which is really when if you're going to do forcing, that's when you want to plant them anyway. Mm. It's just that the Garden Expo crowd.
Yes. You can
likes to have an early shipment.
Yes, they do. And you can be one of the Garden Expo crowd. Just stop on in, get those discounted tickets right at the Bruce Company, Milton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. If you've got a question for Lisa, you too can be like Cleo. Just give us a call. We'll get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Mention location of the Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. We'll talk about outdoor furniture, oh yeah, and bird seeds and the great bird count, all the great things going on.
Well, there's a lot to talk about today.
We're going to have to go a full hour.
How about no commercials?
Here, here. we'll get a check on all those things and take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. That includes also an Instagram and Pinterest. Oh my God, it seems to make perfect sense for all the really cool things at the Bruce Company. The best thing to do, though, is always see them in person. They'd love to see you. Middleton Garden Center, the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And of course, this weekend at the Garden and Landscape Expo at the Alliant Energy Center. Tickets available at the Bruce Company for a discount. Just stop on in. They'd love to see you again this week. Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. And phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310.
Yeah, because all the peeps will be there.
Everybody.
The
team,
you're going to be doing a presentation. It'll be good.
It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be really great to see everybody.
We'll be exhausted, yeah. But it's so much fun to see everybody.
Well, after an exhausting weekend, what's better than lounging on some nice, comfortable outdoor furniture?
Oh, there you go. Nice segue.
And, you know, that's what they pay me for. Yes. Let's talk about it's a great time right now to be ordering, isn't it?
It is a good time to be ordering. Depending on the vendor, mm-hmm. Lead times are getting a little better.
Oh, nice.
Some a lot better, some not a lot better. So to have the best chance of getting exactly what you want in time for spring, we encourage people to come in now. So there's furniture on the floor so you can see what's going on. It's not as busy as it gets in April. So you can, you know, take your time, and our staff is great. They can walk you through the whole process, show you all the options, and you can customize something so you have exactly what you want.
And you're saying this, you know, now is the time to do it, because I know what's going to happen in April. People are going to say, I was in, and it was just so many people, and we're all trying to, it's like, well, yeah, it's a good time right now. It's a good time in April, too, don't get me wrong, but a great time. And I do like that, you know, you can kind of see, you know, you're looking, comparing different styles.
You can see how it feels when you sit in it, and, you know, and then, there, you know, you can pick the finish, and you can pick different, if you're looking for something with cushions, pick your fabric, coordinate everything. It's really kind of fun.
Living the life.
Yeah. So if your patio needs an update,
yes,
stop in.
They'd love to see you. Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Bird seed
yes,
is on sale, isn't it?
All month, because it is National Bird Feeding Month.
They love food, I hear.
Well, they're hungry, and there's not a lot going on naturally right now. A lot of things that were, you know, food crops like flowers that you left standing because you had, you know, because they were seed bearing, or fruit on crabapple trees, a lot of that stuff is gone now.
They pick through it, yeah.
So feed them, and then the migrators will be coming through in the next, you know, not right away, but soon. And so, you know, get your feeders cleaned, get a new one if you need a new one. We had all that squirrel question, which people are still answering. So we've got some feeders that are squirrel resistant, for sure. And then you can think about the Great Backyard Bird Count, which I love.
Which is so cool, because not only is it great to do, but you mentioned, as we kind of get it, kind of, I think, especially if you've got kiddos or grandkids too, getting them involved in
yes,
doing this stuff, is when
it's
you mentioned...
It's a 15-minute commitment is what they ask for. So sometime between the 17th and the 20th, which is next weekend after the expo, you just commit to taking a walk or sitting in your yard or looking out a window and marking down, registering what birds you see in your yard or on your walk or in your local park. And people from all over the world do this, hundreds of other countries. And so they use this information to, you know, gather data about migratory patterns, what birds are where. Talks about, you know, what climate change is doing. So it's very cool. So you go to birdcount.org.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Birdcount.org. And it's put on by Cornell University and the Audubon Society. So go ahead and sign up. And then it's really cool, too, because you can go afterwards and you can check and see what other things, what other bird species other people in your area saw.
That's super neat. And you mentioned, too, with the migration coming up as well. It's a, you know, you talk about, you know, doing the great, I always want to call it American, the Great Bird Count.
Backyard Bird Count.
Backyard Bird Count. You get the kiddos involved and the grandkiddos. And then when the migration happens, they go, oh, let's see more birds. And then you've got a whole big thing. So
somebody saw a robin in our parking lot last week.
Oh.
But I think robins have been hanging around, and my resident great horned owl has a girlfriend. Yay!
Oh, really? You're going to have some more great horned owls soon enough.
I think I found where their nest is, so I'm kind of excited.
Oh, that is super cool. Owls, by the way, do you know that owls' eyeballs can't move? Like, they can't look left or right?
That's why they do that stuff.
Yeah.
Bizarro stuff with their heads and
their eyes are tubular, which is just weird. But birds are, again, this is all
owls
about,
are super cool.
And birds are just fascinating creatures. And so again, with the with that, that's birdcount.org. Birdcount.org. Of course, got the bird seed sale going on at the Bruce Company as well.
Seed and suet.
And suet. They love that suet. They gotta kind of plump up a little bit.
Yeah, especially some of the birds that are more fat eaters, like woodpeckers and that kind of thing. There just aren't insects right now.
What about some of the nifty things to put said seed in? You guys have those as well, don't you?
We've got a good selection.
Something
of
for everybody.
Feeders, something for everybody. Some Valentine's gifts if you're thinking ahead about Valentine's Day.
The only thing excluded are squirrels. Everybody else, you're
welcome.
No,
I think we have like corn cobs for squirrels.
Okay. They love
like
those.
Like dry corn.
Let's talk Valentine's Day.
We will even feed the squirrels.
Yes.
Gail would probably not buy any food for woodchucks, though.
No, I don't blame her. Valentine's Day coming up. Great gift. Talk about bird feeders are always very, very cool. You also at the boutique have some great
Great new spa products have come in, kind of personal care things. Of course, beautiful plants. We have a little smattering of some lovely pink chocolate.
What?
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm seeing, I feel like I've got it. Every week I tell Lisa, I got to get in more. Because it's like you do all the work for. Yeah.
Well, this is a really fun time of year because now through, the middle part of May, new stuff comes in every day. So it's kind of fun.
It's very
exciting. Christmas all over again.
And for somebody that wants to get a preview of the new stuff coming in, there are some opportunities for somebody that says, you know what? I want to work in the garden center with Lisa. I want to work.
It's a fun place to work.
Yeah, you guys have some opportunities, don't
we
you?
We do. There are a bunch of jobs posted all over the company, including, I think, still they can always use people for snow removal. Mm-hmm. And there are jobs in the landscape department. But there are some opportunities in the garden center as well. Looking for a couple leads, some people in our furniture department, just general retail associates. So if you're interested, either go to our website and click on the unemployment button, or you can come into the store.
You talked too about, I know, especially with kind of the younger folks, real interest in these past couple of years, it's really exploded in collecting of unique plants and stuff like
that. Veg gardening is really popular with the younger generations than me.
Kids these days. But for those of them that want to get into, I mean, what a great way is starting a career with the Bruce Company and what a great team. And
even
great
if
guidance.
you're somebody who's retired and you just want to work a couple afternoons a week or something like that, and you just love plants and you want to talk to people about plants, we have those opportunities as well. So please, if you are interested, give us a call.
That telephone number, 608-836-7041. That's 836-7041. Online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. They're all over that social media stuff too, including Facebook. Check them out, The Bruce Company.
I will say, if you work at the garden center, then you know when the trucks are coming in.
Yes.
If you're a gardener, and then you get first crack at
the stuff.
At the plants. I know customers would buy stuff right off the trucks if they could.
They could, yes. just pay me an Amaryllis, Lisa. Again, the website, brucecompany.com. They're right at the Middleton Garden Center as well, 2830 Parmidge Street. That's 2830 Parmidge Street. Get in today. Of course, get some great stuff for yourself and for the people in your life, as well as pick up those tickets for the Garden and Landscape Expo. Again, all available at the Bruce Company, the Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmidge Street, website brucecompany.com. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. You enjoy this great day.
The time goes so fast. You have
it
a good
sure
day, too.
It does. The guys from Troll Bites, they come your way next here on 1310 WIBA.